Well, time for ngā kōrero o Tai Whenua, the rural news. Sally Murphy is with us now in from Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Sally. Water supplies on the Hauraki Plains becoming tight.
Morena, yes, farmers on the Hauraki Plains are preparing for their third summer with an uncertain water supply after another year of lower than average rainfall. The Hauraki District Council says the reservoirs have less water than they should have at this time of the year due to drought. Pōurua Farms, located on the plains, have 9 dairy farms, a blueberry orchard, a dry stock block and 2 cropping operations. Its chief executive, Jenna Smith, says she's concerned as their farmers rely on the council's scheme for all of their water. They have about 5,000 dairy cows that require nearly 100 litres of water each a day.
So we're about 60% of our annual rainfall at this point, and obviously we're heading into December, so you know, on the back of 3 very dry years, it's concerning for the water table for our land. You know, we sit on peat soil, so the subsidence of that land when the water tables drop is a concern. Also concerning for us is, you know, our plant health and our animal health. So not having the available water through the council scheme is concerning, but just what's happening on our farms through the lowered rainfall is also troubling and something that, you know, we plan for with different feeds, and we plan for summer being a bit of a pinch in our feed demand.
And Jenna Smith is urging farmers in the area to check their water lines for leaks and to monitor their water intake.
Now, drones being used in the fight against wilding pines.
That's right, the technology is being used to detect and map invasions of the exotic pest plants in remote areas. In late 2016, a 5-year government-funded research program called Winning Against Wildings was launched, aiming to control or contain the trees nationally by 2030. It has sparked new knowledge and techniques for controlling the pests, including using low-dose herbicides to control dense wilding invasions. The program's principal investigator, Dr. Dwayne Peltzer, says this collaborative research means they are better set up to control wilding pines in difficult, dense and remote terrain.
And they do have distinct spectral or reflectance, so that's using remote sensing you can find them. So that's one possibility. So you can use flyover fixed wings, and this is largely Scion has led this around automated mapping, so that's trying to plan operations, through to some of the social and economic work we've done. So, well, what does it actually cost to do work on the ground as a contractor? And so really working with people who are doing the management. And again, there's not one technique that works everywhere. There's multiple techniques. So there's actually quite a lot of skill involved. But the terrain and remoteness add hugely to the cost. So just the excess, the moving from A to B, or having to use combination of ground crews, helicopters and other approaches mean the costs do go up in those complex remote areas.
Dr. Dwayne Peltzer says they still have their sights set on the ambitious target of stopping or controlling wilding conifer spread by the end of the decade. And the research will be used to support the next investment case to the government, which is planned for next year. That's the rural news for now. I'll be back just after the 12:30 headlines during Midday Report.